So we can also generate happiness by complimenting someone. Simple, right? 21st century, 17th year of the 21st century, compliment someone? Yep. People like being affirmed. People like being told that they have value, that they have worth. People like being told that there's something about them that is good. Compliment. It's easy. Very affordable. Doesn't cost a penny. And it can really lift the mood. You can compliment someone you've never met before on something that they're wearing. You can tell the waitress she has a beautiful smile. You can praise the cashier at the grocery store for really being fast. How many of you have been a little bit irritated when you've been going through a line, whether you were at a grocery store or some retail store, and there was a fairly long line, and you were a little upset because the line was as long as it was, especially when you looked around and saw that only a few of the registers were opened. And then as you got closer to the cashier, you noticed that even though he or she was not, you know, talking a mile a minute and distracting him or herself by all the conversation, they were moving like a snail. I mean, just taking forever to do what shouldn't have taken half of forever. And you were so irritated. How about that occasion, that rare occasion, where you came across a cashier who was good at what he or she was doing, ringing up those items, asking for that money, getting that change. And I mean, you watched them, customer after customer. They were moving. When you got to them, did you praise them for their speed and professionalism? That's a very easy and significant way to help brighten someone's day. Commend the studious girl in the carpool for her discipline and conscientiousness. I mean, again, be creative. There are so many reasons that we can compliment other people. We can also do a kind deed by making someone laugh. It's a fun way of giving, and it's one of the very best gifts you can offer someone. Think about how we've read that laughter does good like medicine. And we've had so many scientists to talk about that very thing, how when people are happy, it tends to help them be healthier. And think about this. It's almost impossible to be anxious and fearful while you're laughing. Charlie Chaplin said, to truly laugh, you must be able to take your pain and play with it. So if I can get someone to laugh, even a slight cackle, helping that person be relieved of some pain or pressure. Something else that you can do that may generate happiness is tell your story, particularly an inspirational story, a true story, but an inspirational one. You could be giving someone an intimate part of yourself by doing that. And that is all about generosity. You're giving of yourself. You could tell your stories formally in blogs, books, presentations. But you can also tell your stories in coffee shops, hospital waiting rooms, at gyms, churches, grocery store aisles. Again, be creative, be alert, be ready. Telling your story can be immensely rewarding when it's done sincerely and with the right person. And again, as a way to encourage, sometimes it can be life-saving for you or for the person hearing your testimony. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's do the brief rundown. Ways that we can go about the business of generating happiness for other people. Are you ready? All right, here's the list. Spend money on other people. Spend time with other people. Find some creative ways to volunteer. Be emotionally available. Perform acts of kindness. compliment someone, make someone laugh, tell your story. I tell you what, I said it before, but it's so true. Some of the most significant things in life can be some of the simplest. Or to say that the other way around, some of the simplest things in life can be some of the most significant. Don't downplay your story. Don't downplay your laugh. Sometimes, in order to help others laugh, you simply need to laugh yourself. Talking about generating happiness, and you're doing it for other people, and in the process, experiencing more happiness yourself. That's a win-win. And I tell you, when we can come up with a win-win, I think we should go for it. It's just one more way that each one of us, that you, can let some of life's best moments come through you. Have a great weekend.